106.3 The Fox, it is the Big Kahuna. It is an odd Tuesday Titan Talk with OG head coach Tyson McLaughlin. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Morning, Kahuna. How you doing?
Good. It's kind of odd to be talking in the middle of the week. Normally we do these on Fridays, but we're at that point now in the season where what I call the holiday span, where you've got to get games in where you can and you're playing on a Tuesday night. Is that going to be anything different for you guys?
Well, I think it is. We're predominantly playing on Friday, Saturday nights, so we don't play on very many Tuesdays. And, you know, school today and getting in that routine and then heading on the bus for, you know, an hour, hour and 10 minutes, that always makes for a little bit different. But our guys are excited. You know, they like playing, and it's another opportunity for them to go out there and do what they love.
Have the guys adjusted to do the road game thing, or is it still a thing that they're learning to work through as the season progresses?
We got a bunch of social butterflies. You know, they enjoy that hour bus ride. They can get on, who knows what they're talking about, but I don't think it phases our guys between the conversations that I think they have and the thing, you know, the different technology. I think that hour bus ride goes pretty quick for them, so I don't think it'll be too big of a thing for them.
I got to ask you, and I'm putting Coach Schreiner on the spot here. I know he takes great pride in driving the van to away games. Are you on the bus or are you in the van?
Yeah, Coach Schreiner takes the easy way out. He takes the van. My assistant coaches take the easy way out, and they take the van. But I'm on that nice, warm, cozy bus.
Until you've ridden on a school bus, you don't know how comfortable transportation can be.
You forget how uncomfortable those things are after, you know, get out of high school or whatever it may be. That first time getting back on the bus is always quite the experience.
I want to go back to something you said a couple of weeks ago, and this struck me as interesting because I hadn't really thought about that. We were talking about the pressure that you guys apply on defense, and I think I was commenting on the fact that, you know, you get a team that's not really good at ball handling, and obviously the pressure that you guys apply. I think you said it, not so much about the turnovers as much as the tempo. If you would, kind of explain that a little bit. Why is tempo so important?
Well, for us, and obviously we want the turnovers, and you want the points off of those turnovers, but at the same time, we want teams to play fast, and that's something that's important for us because I think we're at our best when we're in transition and the game's moving at a fast pace. We don't want our guys to think. We want them to play, and that's a benefit for us. And if you get the tempo, we feel very confident about the depth that we have in our team. And a lot of teams feel comfortable maybe with their, you know, top three guys or maybe their starting five. Maybe they got some question marks in their bench. And that's an area where we feel very strong that we could put 13 guys out there and go out there and play and help us out. And so by getting that tempo, it forces our opponents to maybe play a couple more guys than they're used to. Maybe they have to play out of their positions. And those are all areas that then we try to attack.
So now you're not one of those type of coaches that says, I want five passes before you even look at the rim. You're going to give them the option to get it in the hole.
See ball, shoot ball.
Well, I can't imagine any player that doesn't like that philosophy.
Well, we preach it on them, and they work extremely hard on the defensive end. And I think as a coach, if you're going to demand so much on the defensive end, you got to give them a little bit more freedom on the offensive end. So it's kind of a we give, they give, and it's a win-win situation.
There you go. Well, certainly wish you the best of luck tonight. Any truth in the rumor you guys are going to be stopping off at Howard's Club H for a little live entertainment after the game?
Oh, I wanted some Miles Pizza, but, you know, they decided to just throw that one away. So that was kind of that really hurt my plans.
Coach, we wish you the best of luck again tonight against Bowling Green. And I don't think we will. We'll chat one more time before Christmas. So think a little bit about what you want Santa to bring you for Christmas. We'll talk about that next time.
Oh, I got a couple ideas, Kahuna. Thanks a lot for having me.
You bet, Coach. Good luck tonight.
Thanks.